If there was one thing I knew, it was that Persephone Kypos wasn't the docile flower she allowed the world to see. The girl had secrets, ones I'd discovered recently. I wouldn't discount her cunning. She is so much more than what she lets the world believe. I swirled the aromatic liquor. Now, if you two are done analyzing my sex life and drinking my limited edition whiskey, I have a lunch meeting to attend. With who and about what? Zack asked. I couldn't hide the smile that touched my lips. It's a business proposition with someone I like to call Starlight.
I need all the latest analyses of the recent batches, I said to my assistant and cousin, Anaya, as I walked around the distillation vats. I also need to know any updates on the property negotiations for the European manufacturing locations. You'll have it by the end of the day, Anaya paused. By the way, we received another offer from Lakaios Holdings for a face-to-face meeting. They sent over an extremely lucrative proposal for the exclusive use of firewater for their hotels, casinos, and venues. I sighed and shook my head. The answer is as it always is, Anna. No, Colin isn't someone I plan to now or ever work with. Won't you consider meeting with him, if only to see what he has to say? Wait a second. I studied Anaya. Does Colin know about my involvement with firewater? No, I swear, no one outside our circle knows anything about who owns PSK distilleries. According to Henne, he loves our whiskey and would love to have distribution rights to the product. Even if I considered his offer, I couldn't accept it. I have a deal established with Hagen, Pierce, and Zack. I won't renege on our contract. Would you entertain a limited distribution deal? He isn't the same man he was a decade ago. He's done more for Henna and me than anyone could ever imagine. He has a lot of regrets, and most of them revolve around his sons. My cousins Henna and Anaya Anthony were the daughters of my mom's sister Lena, whom I called Lena Masi, and my deceased uncle Victor Anthony. They had an adoration for Colin Lakaios that I could never understand. No, that wasn't true. I could understand it, even if I couldn't comprehend why Colin had changed his ways.